This is a hypnosis to help with night worry. Many people have had the experience of lying awake at night, filled with a sense of anxiety and dread, plagued with thoughts about things going disastrously wrong. But when morning comes and you're busy getting on with your day, you leave all those worries behind you. And in retrospect, it can seem silly that you were getting yourself so worked up. As Mark Twain once wrote, "I've had a lot of worries in my life, most of which never happened." But for some people, night worry can become a habit. And perhaps you found yourself worrying night after night about all kinds of different things. Someone who gets into a habit of worrying can often find themselves almost looking for something to worry about, whether it's work, money, health, the global economy, the safety of friends and family, or whether you said something wrong to someone at lunch yesterday. Worrying can become a superstitious activity, where a part of you feels that by worrying, you're somehow protecting yourself or averting danger in some way. But the reality is that all you're usually accomplishing by nighttime worrying is wasting mental energy and keeping yourself awake. Some chronic worriers even feel anxious when they're not worrying because they feel that there's something they should be worrying about, even when they can't think what it is. One of the reasons why people tend to worry more at night is that there are no distractions and you are alone with your thoughts. What more? When you think of a problem at night, there's usually nothing you can practically do about it then and there, so it remains an unsolved problem in your mind. And that sense of the issue being unresolved, no matter how trivial it is, tends to make you dwell on it more. Plus, many people get into an inner battle with themselves where they tell themselves, "Okay, I should be getting to sleep now. Stop thinking about that." But many psychological studies have shown that trying to suppress negative thoughts only make you think about them more. If you spend 5 minutes trying your hardest not to think of orange penguins, that's what you tend to think of. And it's the same with worries. So how can you break the pattern of nighttime worrying? Well, to begin with, it's important that you wind down properly before bed. Make sure you haven't had caffeine in the evening and that you avoid bright lights, televisions and computers at least an hour before bedtime so that you're not overstimulated when you get into bed. You might find certain things help you unwind at the end of the day. Having a bath, shower, going for a walk, reading a book, listening to music. It's also a good idea to keep a notepad by your bed so that if a particular worry does come to mind, you can write it down. Then write down beside it how likely that worry is to happen, realistically, on a scale of 1 to 100. And what you would actually do if it did happen. This can help your mind achieve a sense of completion of that topic so that you can let go of that thought. This session is going to use a series of powerful hypnotic techniques to help you to calm down the emotion associated with those worry thoughts so that they lose their power over you. When you can think of a worry thought and have it feel utterly neutral, detached, and irrelevant, your mind will very quickly stop dwelling on it. It then becomes much easier to let your mind wander towards more pleasant thoughts as you drift off into a comfortable sleep. So the more you listen to this session, the more you'll be training your mind to put that old worry habit behind you for good. And now, If you haven't yet closed your eyes, you can do that right now. And as you follow along to the sound of my voice and breathe comfortably and smoothly, I'd like you to really begin to connect with the part of you that's had enough of worrying. The part of you that wants to be free to simply enjoy a good night's sleep. The part of you that wants to be able to unwind in the evening, to sigh with contentment at the end of a long day, because every cell within that body benefits from relaxation and sleep. And in the deeper stages of sleep, that body heals and regenerates itself. And that body really looks forward to being able to properly relax and rest. And there's a sincere desire within you that's not there to be able to feel much calmer and more peaceful at night, to feel much more content and at ease, so that you can sleep deeply and feel rested and rejuvenated in the morning. A sincere desire within you for nighttime to be a much calmer, more peaceful time for you. And you can relax a little more as you do so. You can let those facial muscles smooth out. You can let the jaw muscles relax, the muscles of the neck and shoulders can loosen as you take a very slow, deep breath and let the air out smoothly and evenly. That's it. And just get a sense of that future you. Maybe your future you a few hours from now. Maybe a few days. Maybe a few weeks. Who is winding down and getting ready for bed. Feeling twice as relaxed as you are right now. A future you who you can tell just by the expression on their face is feeling more peaceful, more rested. A future you who is free from that old, unhelpful worry pattern. And you don't need to know exactly how that's happened. You don't need to know every detail about how you made that change. Because this is simply about setting a direction for yourself. Setting a direction for your unconscious mind, letting the deeper parts of you know, this is what I want, to feel calm and relaxed as I wind down for bed. To feel calm and relaxed as I sleep through the night, so that even if someone did wake me up, maybe a police siren in the distance, maybe a clap of thunder, maybe a door banging, I'd easily, calmly, and peacefully drift back to sleep again and wake up refreshed and revitalized in the morning with a real spring in my step. And you can connect with this positive intention within you now to feel calmer and more peaceful at night as you notice where you can feel that most inside of you, that sense of who you are at your most calm and peaceful, who you are when you are most content. Where do you feel that peace and calm most in your body?
and you might remember different times, different moments in your life of true contentment and peace. Maybe a particular place that really resonates with you, a place where you feel utterly at home, the smell of that place, the little smile it brings to the corners of your mouth and the corners of your eyes, the nostalgia of remembering a lovely moment in your life that you can float right into now as you connect with this place of peace and contentment within you. In a dreamlike way, your mind might wander about between different pleasant memories, a place you visited with beautiful views, where the scenery lifted your spirits, maybe a favourite place from your childhood, or a really enjoyable holiday. And you might notice the voice of friends and loved ones from the past and the present who care for you, people who deeply and sincerely wish you well, people who would really want you to be able to feel rested and content. You might notice music with a kindly, gentle rhythm, letting you know it's okay, it's safe to relax now. And if you really listen inside now, you can begin to notice those notes playing in the distance. And these dreamlike images and sounds of comfort and rest can help you connect deeply to that place within you, maybe in your chest, maybe in your stomach, a centered place of calm stillness. The way that when it's raining and windy, a lake can have a lot of ripples, and the surface of that lake is choppy with little waves, and the reflections of the world around on the surface of that lake are all distorted. And it's only when the weather calms down, when the clouds drift off into the distance, when the wind starts to quiet down, that the surface of the lake can become completely still. And in that stillness, it becomes like a shining mirror that can reflect reality clearly. And there's a part of you that in the past has been busily trying to solve problems at night, busily trying to protect you from harm. Just like an oversensitive car alarm that gets set off by a gust of wind, and it's only been trying to do its job. But it's time for that part of you to learn when it's needed and when it's not. Because there's a time in life for solving problems, and there is a time in life for quiet reflection. And then there is a time in life for pleasant, relaxed, rest, contentment, and sleep. When you let go of the day and allow yourself to properly unwind. And I'd like to thank that problem-solving part of you for trying to protect you, because it's really been trying hard to help you. And I'd like your unconscious mind now to begin to make all the necessary changes inside so that the problem-solving part of you can do its job at more appropriate times during the day, in more practical, useful ways. Because it's good to plan for the future and to take sensible precautions. It's good to have a protective part of you. It's good to know that you have that part of you, that protective part of you also has its place. and it can do its job very well protecting you when it's needed. But at night, it can hand over to the healing, restorative part of you that knows how healthy and protective it is to be able to sleep deeply at night. And as you're winding down for bed in the evening or drifting off to sleep, that head resting on the pillow, you can really notice that handover taking place as any concerns of the day start to become more distant. Any worries, thoughts you might have had float off 10 feet away, 20 feet, as your inner voice slows down and sounds more peaceful and rested. A calm, soothing melody playing between the words, between the thoughts. Really getting a sense of the reality of that feeling. This growing calm all through the night as you sleep deeply. And any and all of those old worry thoughts become somehow faded, like old black and white photos out of date, distant, feeling utterly neutral about them now. A problem-solving machine that gets switched off each night. A motor shutting off, slowing down, becoming completely still, because it's time to hand over to the part of you that knows how to properly rest. And you might need to calmly but firmly train yourself in the beginning. If that old problem-solving part of you accidentally switches itself on for a moment, and you can write down the worry on a pad of paper by your bed and give it a number out of 100. How likely is that to actually happen? And write down what you would do about it. And then feel that part of your mind switch off again, as your brain instinctively hands over to the deep sleep and rest part of you. And you can really find yourself remembering something nice from the day that's passed. A smile, a laugh, a success, something you're grateful for in your life, and something you're looking forward to tomorrow. Seeing yourself looking cheerful, fulfilled and confident tomorrow, as you let go into deepest rest. And you can listen to this session often and feel calmer and more rested each night. And each time that you do, it becomes a natural habit for you to feel this calm. For now, you can begin to be aware of the room around you. Prepare to come back into the room. Feel your body. Notice the position of your body. And if you feel now is a time for sleeping, allow yourself to go deeper and deeper to sleep.